The Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns Gear and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgearin.com/rain.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the lowdown. It has been a minute. I do apologize. Been doing a little bit of traveling as well as recording a lot of episodes with some awesome guests that are in the queue as we get ready for spring and summer. We're rolling out a lot of podcasts, so if you've been missing them, fence in and just make sure you're getting ready to hit that like and subscribe button, all those things. But let's kick it off with a bit of history from 25 years ago, rolling up on the 25th anniversary, if I'm doing my math right. March 27, 1999. Serbian air defenses using a Soviet-made S-125 missile system, or commonly known as an SA-3 with a NATO designation, successfully detected and targeted an F-117 Nighthawk. Just 3 days beforehand, F-117s led the initial strikes into Yugoslavia. On this night, though, an F-117, callsign Vega 31, was piloted by Lieutenant Colonel Dale Zelko. He had just successfully released two laser-guided bombs on targets near the capital of Belgrade when Zelko spotted two missiles punched through a low cloud deck tracking towards him. The first missile passed close, so close, in fact, that it caused the aircraft to buff it, according to the internet. I would love to talk to Colonel Zelko. What an experience. But the next missile definitely made it buff it because it detonated next to the aircraft, sending shrapnel and the jet out of control, forcing him to eject. Colonel Zelko successfully evaded near capture from an aggressive search party made up of the Yugoslavian army, police, local searching for him. He hid in an irrigation ditch. And this is one of those stories that I remember from SEER school as one of the success stories, because there were obviously some stories that were not as successful as this, but sounds like he did everything right. It still took 8 hours for rescue forces to be able to get into the area and actually rescue him. All right, kicking off on the flight line. It might seem like I'm getting ready to pick on United Airlines, and well, that's because I am. If you think you've had a bad month, well, I think United has had a bad month. Let's just kick it off from March 6th. When United Flight 1118 out of Houston made an emergency landing after experiencing engine compressor stalls. Now, I will say, here's a silver lining, right? There's a lot of bad stuff that happens here. You know, I'm going to give the boys and girls in blue who are sitting up in the cockpit and the cabin crew the golf clap. You can see the benefit of having two, three, or four pilots, probably in some of these cases, up on the flight deck, when bad things go awry. As we move into the modern age and everyone wants to streamline and cut, I obviously am a personal fan of having more brains sitting up there in the cockpit when things go bad, because you're never going to get it 100%, and having the A team up there working together is always a benefit. So let's continue on. March 7th, because I think all these, and we have no fatalities, which is honestly a miracle. March 7th, a Boeing 777 United lost a tire on takeoff. This one made the rounds. I did share this one on social media. A 777 tire weighing 270 pounds or whatever it is, flying 180 knots through the air. Hashtag science. It is going to hurt when it hits, and it definitely destroyed some vehicles down there. So I don't know how often tires fall off planes. I know it happens every now and then, but man, this is not where you want to be in life unless you're in a 777 because you have a few more spares, but you definitely don't want to be on the ground. March 9th, a United Airbus A320 returned to Chicago with an oil warning and safely landed. March 10th, a 777 experienced severe turbulence en route to Los Angeles to New York, causing injuries. Also March 10th, the 737 MAX veered off the taxiway at Houston. This one definitely made the news, playing in the dirt. I'm kind of wondering, I have not looked at any of the details. I'm sure guys have dissected this one. It looks like they may have turned a little too fast trying to make the last taxiway or make one of the taxiways. March 11th, United Flight 830, 777, returned to Sydney following a hydraulic leak. March 14th, an Airbus 320 reported a hydraulic leak and landed safely in San Francisco. March 15th, the 737-800. United Flight 433 lost a panel near left wing and discovered it upon landing. March 17th, United 737-800 experienced an air data system failure or issue and landed safely. And then March 18th, a 767 from Newark encountered a landing gear issue on departure, ended up returning back and landing uneventfully. So, quite a spicy month there for United. And again, that's it. I was picking on United. I pulled a lot of this data from Av Herald. It has mishaps, accidents, incidents across the globe with aviation. I didn't run the numbers exactly, but just an anecdotal or cursory search, United's name pops up a lot more than anyone else. So, you know, stuff happens. Hopefully they get their stuff together. And some of that too. I mean, Boeing's not been knocking it out of the park lately. So we'll see. Two of John Travolta's pilots have been indicted in an embezzlement scam. Nearly $800,000 they're accused of taking by overcharging for aircraft services, which led to their arrest and obviously their termination. Just trying to pad the old pockets there, fellas. You're always going to get caught. Looks like Shohei Ohtani too, baseball related. His interpreter, $4 million or so. Gambling or doing whatever. It just never works out. A PSA for all my general aviation enthusiasts. Remember, we're rolling up election season. Presidential campaigns are going on. Guarantee you, President Biden's going to be zipping around the country and everyone else who gets a TFR associated with them. So make sure you're checking those TFRs. In the newsletter, I have the FA link. For those who are not aviation aficionados, but you're kind of curious to see where TFRs exist, that's a great free resource. And I'm assuming most of the pilots out there are using Garmin or FlightAware or something, or ForeFlight. I can't think. Yeah, there you go. So make sure you're checking those TFRs because those will be popping up. And for those who haven't really experienced it, TFRs get activated. That way it protects the airspace around either large events or special people. And they can move and they can pop up in a relatively short notice. So. Fence in. On the defense. So we're downsizing in the Air Force yet again. But again, I don't know how much we've actually downsized. The Air Force is always saying, hey, we want to downsize and cut because they need more money to buy all the expensive things and there's not enough money in the budget. So the Air Force plans on retiring 250 aircraft, which they did make an announcement, the A-10 demo team. This is the final year. So if you're an A-10 fan, you got to get to an air show this year and see the A-10 demo because this is it. It looks like that one's finally really happening. But this plan includes retiring 22 F-22s, It'll save over $2 billion. It drops the fleet from 5,000 aircraft to 4,900 aircraft and allows for procurement of 42 F-35s, 18 F-15EXs. Congress's resistance to the F-22 upgrade. Why these 22 F-22s are being retired? Well, they haven't been upgraded in quite a while, and they're saying it'll cost a lot of money to get there, and they could just buy new F-35s for that. I think my friends might argue that F-22 and F-35 are not quite the same. They have different strengths and weaknesses. We should have made more Raptors, but that's just my opinion. I guess instead we got more body armor. I digress. Hey, the F-35 engine review is delayed. What does this mean? Well, F-35 needs an engine upgrade in order for the Block 4 modernization of the F-4 or the F-35. So the Air Force, the DoD, has halted or postponed the review because it's going to need more money, more funding to make this engine more powerful, more cooling, more thrust for the Block 4. So F-35, I think it's going to continue to have more delays, which has been having delays as I sit here and talk. Hey, Major Bradley Augustine, here's a golf clap. I'm probably butchering your last name. There's no E. I don't know if it's Augustine or Augustin. Wish you knew your call sign, but out of Aviano, here's the golf clap. Successfully landed an F-16 gear up, and he was recognized by the United States Air Force for averting a huge potential calamity with ground casualties and saving the aircraft. So he was awarded the 2022 Corian Culligan Trophy. You know, again, I'm bad with names, so, but that's a really big deal. So hats off. Four were charged in weapon shipments supporting the Houthis transporting Iranian weapons. This comes from the January incident where two Navy SEALs were lost at sea when they intercepted that vessel. One Navy SEAL fell off while boarding, and then his counterpart jumped in and attempted to rescue him. However, was unsuccessful. So they have charged four nationals in that case. Five people and over 10 were injured during a pallet airdrop. Eyewitnesses, as well as the Hamas-led Health Ministry of Gaza, stating that five people were killed and at least 10 were injured by a pallet drop from the C-17. If you haven't seen the videos of the airdrop, so first and foremost, I mean, these pallets weigh thousands of pounds. So if you ever find yourself in or around the drop zone, you need to remove yourself from that as fast as humanly possible. Undoubtedly, these people are hurting, have no idea what's killing from above. They're running to it, but it looks like maybe there's some parachute malfunctions. Maybe it was just landing normally. I mean, that, you know, again, hashtag science. There's a lot of physics that go into dropping thousands of pounds of cargo from the sky at hundreds of miles an hour and then getting it to land on the ground without being completely destroyed. It still has some force. So it's sad to hear that because, obviously, again, these are just civilians who are in the hurt locker trying to get aid. So got some C-17 episodes coming up that are not focused on Afghanistan, but I'll have some questions for it.
Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. It can save you time and money so you provide your family with a financial safety net starting today. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius gives you unbiased advice from a licensed expert. They have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot from customers who have found the best fit for their needs. Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies and their teams of licensed experts. Talk to a team of award-winning agents who will walk you through the process step-by-step. Easily compare quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. Your work life insurance policy might not be enough to protect your family's needs. Finding the right policy can be time-consuming and overwhelming. Let Policy Genius help you find the right policy and protect your family today.
An Army intelligence NCO was arrested for spying. Sergeant Schultz was arrested earlier this month for allegedly providing classified information to a co-conspirator located in Hong Kong. He was paid allegedly $42,000. He was paid $42,000 for information allegedly about U.S. fighter aircraft, helicopters, ICBMs, high mobility artillery defensive systems, and Chinese military tactics. Included in this was allegedly Air Force tactics manuals for the F-22 and the HH-60W, the new combat search and rescue platform for the Air Force, which, if you haven't listened to Shiner's episode, we talked earlier in January about the HH-60 Whiskey. So go check that out. NORAD's new commander, Air Force General Gregory Gullett. Again, sir, sorry, I butchered your name. I'm just going to have to like come up with a better way of just no names. Indicated that Chinese warplanes might begin operations near U.S. air defense identification zones within the year. So we see this commonly with the Russians, right? But we don't see this with the Chinese. This is the developed part of the Chinese expanding military capabilities, which also include ships, submarines, and other things, maybe balloons. The general emphasized the need for enhanced domain awareness and prioritized investments in over-the-horizon radar systems to better detect and track various threats, including hypersonic weapons. Again, I know I'm just plugging away here, so to speak, but might have an episode coming up about that as well. He also emphasized the need for more U.S. military exercises near the Arctic with increased presence of Chinese activity. This is especially along the Alaskan coast to counter potential threats and assert a strategic dominance in the region. So there we go. Yap airfield expansion. The Air Force plans to spend $400 million to upgrade Yap's Islands airfield in the Pacific, aiming to enhance agile combat employment, which we've talked a lot about on the podcast. I do have a picture in the newsletter with a little bit of breakdown of where Yap is and some arrows and showing the distance. Needless to say, the Pacific Ocean is quite a large space and presents challenges, which we talked about in episode 92, with distance is something you have to overcome. All right, rolling into around the globe. Hong Kong security law. That was just passed. The legislature passed a new additional security law, expanding its powers against dissent. Critics fear this new law will set and enforce harsh penalties for various offenses, will further erode the city's freedoms, and could be used to suppress opposition. For those who've kind of been following along, just before COVID hit, there was a lot of protesting going on in Hong Kong. There was a little bit more tightening down, I guess is a polite way of saying it, in Hong Kong, a little bit more aligning with mainland China and the CCP's policies. And this security law just further expands upon that alignment. But hey, panda diplomacy is back. China has agreed to send a pair of giant pandas to the San Diego Zoo later this year. So there you go. Also on the list, the Madrid Zoo will receive a pair of pandas. There's more talks with other zoos around the U.S. The pandas got recalled. That was with a lot of the deteriorating ties, but maybe the Asia summit back in, was it November? Really just warmed things up. So who knows what's going to happen. A former British woman loses her bid for citizenship. In 2015, here we go, Sma Begum. Actually, I don't feel bad about butchering her name. She left the UK and traveled to Syria to join ISIS. She married a Dutch national who joined the terrorist organization. In 2019, I think she left with two other friends, one of which was killed, another which has no one knows where she is. Probably not good for her, that is. In 2019, the UK revoked her citizenship. Last week, a court of appeals unanimously ruled to uphold the revocation of her citizenship. She's trying to come back to the UK. She's got to stay in Syria now. Lady Justice Baroness Carr said, "It could be argued the decision in Ms. Bigham's case was harsh. It could also be argued that Ms. Bigham is the author of her own misfortune." I tend to agree with the Lady Justice in this case. I don't feel bad. So, life's all about choices. Gardar port attack in Pakistan. So this is the port that the Chinese and the Pakistanis have built an part of the economic corridor. There's a good Netflix documentary talking about the Belt Road Initiative, and this port is a key one. So there was 8 armed fighters, it looks like, that spent 2 hours battling out with security forces. All 8 of those were killed and disrupted the port there. So, interesting. The Gaza conflict continuation. So, at the time of this recording, the last I saw, the U.S. said, hey, we need a ceasefire and no attack in Rafah. Prime Minister Netanyahu's stance is the Gaza attack will persist. And again, you know, it's amazing to me how much resistance or surprise people have to this. You know, you poke the Israelis in the eye, like what do you expect was going to happen? They're not going to back down now. The heinous acts of October 7th, like they have no option other than to eradicate any threat that might present themselves. So I guess don't attack the Israelis. Moral of the story. Okay, I think that's all for today. If you're enjoying this and you got something out of this, please make sure you follow the show over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can leave a rating and some comments on Apple Podcasts, and you can leave the little 5-star review on Spotify. That helps the show get shown to more people. See you next time.
Afterburn Podcast is a proud supporter of Guns Gear and Memorial Foundation, helping our veterans and their families when they need it most. To learn more, visit gunsgarin.com/rain.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.